We thank our Lord Jesus Christ because of his blessing and guidance. The NYTS and PMVP can go through smoothly. We are all almost to the end of this seminar. So before the end of seminar, according to the schedule, we are going to have Holy Communion. As we all understand, Holy Communion is to partake the body of Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ. Why we have to partake the Holy Communion? Now let's see the Bible, 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians, chapter 5. Second Corinthians, chapter 5. Verse 13, chapter 5, verse 13. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. Verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus. If one die for all, then all die. Verse 15. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Verse 15 talk about two ways to live our life. One is to live for ourselves. The other one is to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. So there are two ways we can live the race of life. Either we live for ourselves or we live for our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, the end of the two ways of life will be tremendous different. If we live for ourselves, even though you can earn a lot of money, you can enjoy all different kind of material well-being, but in the end, the conclusion is very obvious. In the end, it's vanity. The other way to live our life is to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. And the end is a blessing. Not only the blessing in heaven, also the blessing while we are still alive. So after the end of the NYTS, we have to make a choice. I'm going to live for myself, or I'm going to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to make a choice. From now, what does live for the Lord Jesus Christ? Which means whatever we do it for the glory of God. When we study for the Lord Jesus Christ. When we make the money, we make it for the Lord Jesus Christ, right? And one day you want to get married, put it into consideration. My marriage is for the Lord Jesus Christ. One day you want to purchase a house, think about, this house is for the Lord Jesus Christ. So one day I can open my house to become a place of Bible study. I can open the house to become a place of family evangelical service. I can open the house for fellowship. I can invite a lot of youth to my home they can have fellowship, and I can help them. So if you buy a car, let us think about, this car is for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to use my car to bring more truth seeker to the church, or bring those members who have no means to come to church. There was a brother right now that passed away. My impression is, when he was still alive, almost every time when he came to the church, there was always either a church member or a truth seeker or more than a truth seeker inside his car. Of course, his car is not very luxurious. However, he used his car to serve God. So when you try to looking for a job, try to looking a job for the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like we all heard about the news in the New York State, we have a sister teaching in a college, and she opened the house and invite all the students to her house in the weekend, and cook for them and entertain them, and later on preach the gospel to them. So while she was in that job for several years, by the help of God, she convert many of the students into the Lord. So whatever we do, let us do it for the Lord Jesus Christ. You work in a company, let us do our best that in our work we can glorify the name of God. So everything, if we connected with the Lord Jesus Christ, and everything we have been doing or we have done actually is very meaningful. So life is meaningless only because we have no God. If everything connected to God, life is very meaningful. So we should live a life for the Lord Jesus Christ, to please him. Why? Here I mentioned about the reason in verse 14. For the love of God compel us. In RSV translated, control us. Because one died, then all has died. The love of God compel us. Because the love of God touch us, move us, attract us, motivate us. So that is the reason we live for God. We live for God not because only by our own determination. We live for God because the love of God compels us, touching us. So it's critical important, if we want to become a good Christian, we have to always ask God to fill our heart with his wonderful love, with his amazing love, with his profound love. Then our life can be different. If we read the Pauline letter, we understood that Paul loved God so much, he gave up everything. Eventually, he gave up his life for the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we will ask a question, how can Paul do it and we cannot do it? What is the reason? The reason is here. Paul was able to do it because he was controlled by the love of God. He was compelled by the love of God. And love of God so great, it totally fell upon his heart. And that love is the love of Jesus Christ. You see, how did Jesus love us? He came to the world. He has planned nothing for his own comfort. He has planned nothing for his own purpose. He do everything for the purpose of salvation. So when that kind of love control or fear upon the Paul's heart, so Paul planned nothing for himself. He do everything for God. Even he sacrificed his life for the Lord Jesus Christ. So the reason we can live the same life like Paul or not all depends on whether we can be filled by the love of Jesus Christ. So before we leave Bowen Park Church, let us once again think about the love of Jesus Christ. Let's once again pray that this wonderful love can fill upon our heart, so that after you go back to your own local church, your own home, There's a motivation keep on burning in your heart, and that motivation is the love of Jesus Christ. Oh, so every time if you want to think about committing sin or you want to leave the church, just think about who loves you the most. Do you know the one who loves you the most will hurt the most? Oh, when you commit sin, the one who hurt the most, it is not your parents. It is Jesus Christ. Because he died for you so much, he died for you. Right? He loved you so much, and he died for you. So he saved you out of sin to have a very noble status, a chosen people, royal priesthood. Right. So if we commit sin again, the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ will be broken. So anytime if you want to commit sin, just think about who loves you the most. So I heard the minister he's talking about he has been doing some kind of social worker for a lot of times, and he saw that a lot of the gangster who can kill many people without regret, right? And come seeking for his counseling. And this minister asked him, "Why? You are so brave to kill people, to fight. How come right now you're seeking for change?" And a lot of them answered them, "Because every time when we were in jail, the mother always crying looking for money and borrow for money to bail them out. When they return to home, the mother always crying. Every time when they were in jail, the mother continued to borrow the money to bail them out and keep on crying. So the crying of the mother break their heart. They knew that the mother loved them so much. They knew that the behavior they have been doing hurting their mother. So that was the reason they want to change, and they ask for help. You know, the love of your parents actually touch a lot of you. But the love of the Lord Jesus Christ even greater, because your parents never died for you, and Jesus Christ died for you. Your parents never crucify you, and Jesus Christ crucified you for you. And your parents cannot give you heaven, but the Lord Jesus Christ give you heaven, have a hope. So that is in the time of Holy Communion, that is think about the love of Jesus Christ, and then make up our mind. From now on, I will live for him. I want to please him because he lived for us. So we should be in return, live for him. He loved us, so we have to in return and love him. The one who loved the most is Jesus Christ. So he should deserve our love the most. So before we partake the Holy Communion, let us make up this mind. This is unleavened bread. Leaven typifies sin. The body of Christ has no sin. So those who've been baptized in TJC, your sins are forgiven. So we are qualified to partake the Holy Communion. However, before we partake the Holy Communion, we have to have self-examination. Ask God to forgive all our sins, to take away all our sins according to his merciful promise. So when our conscience is clear, then you can partake the body of Christ, this Holy Communion. So now let's all kneel down for consecration and pray in silence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, even though we sin greatly against you, even though we refuse to recognize you as the Lord, we refuse to hand over our life to you under your control. But Lord, you love us so much. You came to the world for a purpose that you died for us. You have seeking nothing for yourself, only seeking how to save us out of sin and into your kingdom, into your blessing. Lord, your love is so much and beyond our comprehension. In this moment, we are going to partake your body. We ask you to move our heart with your wonderful love. Fill upon our heart with your profound love. So that after we partake the Holy Communion, we can be attracted by you. We can move by you and to live for you, to glorify your name. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask your Holy Spirit to move in the bread so that it become your body. After we partake it, we can be resurrected and be in heaven together with you to enjoy the everlasting blessing with you. Lord, may all the glory belong to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing hymn 76. We ask Preacher Yang and Preacher Ho to break the bread, and Preacher Ye and Preacher Zhou to distribute the cup. Now sing hymn 96. Preacher Yang. When we receive the bread, we give thanks and partake at the same time. The four counselors, please come and distribute the bread. I sing him verse 3, 76.
Thank you.
as a kneel down and consecrate the grape juice. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. According to your law, we are all sinners. We deserve to be punished in the eternal hell. Lord, we have been cut off from your kingdom. We suffer every day. But you love so much. You descend from your glorious heaven into the world to become human being. You lower down yourself to become servant, to wash our feet. Lord, you even lower down yourself to become a sinner so that you can carry all our sins to be crucified on the cross. Your love is so much beyond our comprehension. It sacrificed so much beyond our understanding. Lord, we thank you so much for your wonderful love. Now we are going to partake the Holy Communion. We ask you once again to fill upon our heart with your amazing love so that we can love each other and we can love you in return. We can live a life of love to glorify your name. Lord, may your Holy Spirit move in the grape juice. After we partake your blood, we can have eternal life together with you in heaven, which you have prepared for us. Lord, we thank you so much for your wonderful love. May all the glory belong to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Sing hymn 77. Preacher Ye, Preacher Zhou.
Despised by the world, as a wondrous version for me, for the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I hear my trophy and as I lay down, I will cling to the rugged cross. Any change someday for a cross. In the whole rugged cross, stand with blood. So divine, I want to go to the voice. What is on that old cross? Thank you.
The counselor, please come and distribute the cup. Sing hymn 98. Let's stand up and sing.
Oh, now I my glory circle through. I left for earth enough for one bring sad and all. Salvation full and free, my pardon and my love. I bring this gift to thee. What hast thou brought to me?
Please be seated. The end of the hymn, "What hast thou done for me?" Oh, so let us make up our mind to do something for the Lord, to repay his love. Let's pray.
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.